Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life, where we're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is most important in life? Insights into the future provide perspective on how we should live in the present. Really, what matters when you grow in your faith to a place where your view of everyday life is seen from a biblical perspective that has grown for nearly 80 years. We have the privilege today of hearing from Ada Lum share her heart and her life and her vision of not only the present and the past, but the future. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. These ideas of perspectives on life matter quite deeply when you think about it, because the way we see things is the way that we are going to act out. It affects the way we think, and the way we think affects what we see. And how we act affects the lives of other people. God is interested in what's going on in your heart, dear friend. What is the Lord doing in your life right now? Are you in a tough spot? Are you in a challenging place? Are you filled with hope, or are you filled with despair? Our message really is that God loves you and he knows you in spite of whatever you're facing right now. And in spite of seeming failures, there is always hope in Jesus. You know, God loves you so much, dear friend, that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today, dear one, calls you to himself. I ask you, would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you surrender your life to Christ and follow him? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Ada Lum was born and raised in Honolulu. She's been a member of Kalihi Union Church for nearly 80 years. After graduating from Wheaton Graduate School, she became a missionary to university students in 115 countries. Over the years, she was on staff with International Fellowship of Evangelical Students and Bible Institute of Hawaii. She's written many books and Bible studies, such as Jesus the Disciple Maker, A Hitchhiker's Guide to Missions, and How to Begin an Evangelistic Bible Study. She currently is there at Kalihi Union Church, and we're privileged to have her with us today. Ada, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Ada, tell us, where did you grow up?
I'm a Kalihi kid. I just found out that the word Kalihi means the edge.
Oh,
you didn't know that.
I didn't.
What was it like for you growing up in Kalihi?
Well, not having grown up anywhere else, I don't know. But my parents were immigrants from China, and the only other relative we had was my grandfather, and he didn't speak English. So that, in general, has been my dominant background of growing up what I considered the poorer part of town, and secondly of immigrant parents. In other words, I think I always had as a child a little bit a sense of inferiority.
We'll talk about that inferiority in light of this. Who would you say, Ada, influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I'm not sure, but yesterday, I was thinking about my father, who was not a Christian, and not in the context of, you know, what we're talking about now, but I realized that he had a tremendous influence on me and on my thinking. He was from China, and he was very creative, you know. He liked to make things. He built our two homes, and he made furniture, and he liked to bake. He liked to make things, although he was supposed to be a businessman. And I think that must have influenced me and my brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. that if you don't have something, make it. If you don't have some solution, look for it. So it wasn't anything that he told us. I think it was his example.
How did you become a Christian?
I started going to Sunday school at 9 years of age when I was in the fourth grade, and immediately I heard about Jesus, and I kind of liked him, you know? I thought, gee, he's better than George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Because in those days, in school, you're learning about all the great people. And so I thought of Jesus as part of the great train of heroes. And at that time, no heroines. and I liked what I saw. And in Sunday school, I really enjoyed learning about him and learning songs about him and getting to know older people as Christians. My Sunday school teachers were a great influence on me.
What was it like becoming a follower of Christ? How has that made a difference in your life?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know exactly when I committed my life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. I just know that I liked him. I liked what I saw. I liked what I heard, and I wanted to do what he said. So I really don't remember any time consciously committing myself to him. I think it was a kind of a natural growth, mm-hmm. The way that I think it should be with all children, mm-hmm. ideally speaking. But I know the main thing is that it just got better and better.
You mentioned earlier about an inferiority, a sense of inferiority. I'd like to go back to that and spend a few moments. But in light of inferiority now, in light of having a relationship with Jesus and how that perception, self-perception of inferiority changed because of Christ.
Oh, I think there's a definite connection there. I was aware of the fact where I felt inferior. And when I did begin to feel that, oh, I'm nothing, I'm not worthwhile, I came back to Jesus. And always there was a reinforcement of self, of self-worth. I am valuable. He died for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the emphasis that we had in Sunday school and church that Jesus died for us was very, very real to me. It was not just a theological concept. It was a reality. I believed it. So,
what was it like leaving Hawaii to study at Wheaton College?
That's a pretty broad question. I'm not making fun of it, but I mean, what did it mean? I never thought about it, but okay, I'm forced to think about it now. It certainly meant a change of life. It meant that I was really dependent on the Lord. It meant that I was on my own. There was no way that I could ask my parents to support me to go to the university on the mainland. But the Lord opened up part-time jobs and so on. So I was able to finish Wheaton, both undergraduate and graduate, without having to depend on my parents. And I always credit the Lord for that, because when I first decided that I'm committing my life to Jesus totally for whatever he wants to do with me, I need the training. You know, there's absolutely no way I could ask my non-believing parents, could you please help me, support me several thousand dollars in those days. Mm-hmm. Now it's about $60,000 a year. Mm-hmm. In those years, it was about $1,500 a year, which was pretty big anyway. Mm-hmm. But when I look back now, I kind of laugh that I had the faith. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think I was a bit naive, and I think that in faith, there is a bit of naivete. You don't know everything that's involved. You just trust Jesus as Lord.
No wonder. And you say it with such a profound simplicity, but there it is. There it is. And
Well, you know, in a way, Danny, it is simple. It's not complicated. Mm.
Ada Lum speaking with us. Hey, this is, you know, when I think about Ada, I think about myself being away in school and studying and reading some heroes of the faith. And I remember coming back home and Ada inviting me over to her house. And
I remember that you always used you wore a yellow T-shirt. For some reason, I remember that.
Well, and you gave me books. And here's one thing I remember. As we go to our break, I'm going to frame what we're going to be talking about next from this place, from this context. So Ada, I say, Ada, I'm reading about the book Preaching and Preachers by David Martin Lloyd-Jones. And he's one of my heroes. And then Ada gives me a book. And then I find out, wow, not only is he one of my heroes, but he's one of Ada's friends. She's been on the platform with him, speaking at conferences together multiple times. Ada Lum.
Now, I've told you a million times not to exaggerate.
She's brought different perspectives. You've heard of Billy Graham. Ada has spoken on the same platform with Billy Graham as well. But she's with us in studio today, and she is sharing dynamically, heart to heart with us, wisdom from a lifetime of walking with Jesus. And she'll share more when we come back. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, if you live life, then you realize that life is change. Change is part of growth. There's probably one time where there's no more change in life. You know what I'm talking about? Everything's still, no change. But if you're alive, change is always happening, always transitions that go on in life. But what matters most in the various seasons of our lives? We can learn something from someone who has lived and is able to share from their perspective, and they, in many respects, have lived through experiences that we have, or certainly times or frames of time that we have. It can help us gain perspective and even consider how we will live today in light of the impact of tomorrow. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, and our guest today, Ada Lum. I'm so glad you're with us today. Maybe you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go there, get that, get the free podcast, share it with a family member or friend, and access the other resources and hundreds of other programs that are available for you just where you are in life. Thegoodlifehawaii.com. Ada, what matters most to you in this season of your life? What matters most?
That I know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that Jesus knows me.
Why would you say that matters most? And both sides, too. You knowing him and he knowing you.
I think ever since I was a young kid, I remember sitting up in a mango tree and being very contemplative. And before I went to church, and looking out into the sky and the trees, thoughts about God, you know, who made all of this, and why are there seasons of mango? Mm-hmm. Well, in other words, I didn't use the term then, but now when I look out, there's law and order in the universe. Everywhere I look, there's law and order. Basically, of course, that law and order gets broken up by man. Mm-hmm. But basically, the universe, this earth, keeps going, because there's law and order. Now, who is behind that law and order? That is what has made God increasingly, even now at my age, after knowing him so long, this is staggers me, that this God of law and order that I see is my Savior, he's my Lord, and my best friend.
When you think about God knowing you, Jesus knowing you, how does that make you feel?
Relaxed.
Relaxed in what way?
I don't worry about myself. I don't worry about the future. I know I'm in the safe, loving hands of God. That's why I can relax.
That peace that passes all understanding that he promises us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a peace that only Christ can bring.
It's apropos, because we're living in tumultuous times today. Some might say tumultuous times from the global scene, on the global scene, tumultuous times on the political arena, in the political arena, from a political viewpoint today. I heard recently that the headlines of newspapers in countries all over the world are talking about the political campaign in America, and it's disconcerting to people. But Ada Lum says, when she thinks about Jesus and her life, she feels relaxed. When were the moments you've grown most in your faith?
I really cannot answer that explicitly. Mm-hmm. But when I look back now, I'm just very thankful that there has been a gradual growth. I realize that it has been sort of incrementally, you know, stage by stage. And that what is important is that Jesus has always been there.
I ponder the Christian life, and I think that, you know, many of us get excited about our relationship with Jesus early on, and then as life goes on, things happen and things change, situations change. I'm speaking hopefully in relation to our dear listener too, as you listen. In the midst of changes, you know, even in ministry, people come into ministry, some ministries explode, it's very dynamic, and then 10, 15 years later, you think back and you, life has gone on and you think, well, who was that leader? What was that ministry? I mean, it's almost like you, there's an ebb and flow in life. And I think over time, it seems as though, and I could be wrong about this, Ada, but it seems like very few people just steadily walk with Jesus decade after decade after decade after decade, with an increasing love for him and an experience of his love for them. And that's what moves me. So what would you say to someone who is just starting out in ministry?
Could you frame that in a question? Because that's rather broad.
Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Someone has become a believer. They have been, they feel called to, say, preach the gospel or serve people in the context. Well, let's frame it in the context of a local church. And they're all going all out for God. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Lead me. And they feel God leads them into the ministry. And as in, they're in the ministry, what would you say to someone at that part of their life, that point in their life?
You know, when I was a young Christian, we learned a song, Jesus Never Fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. And so on. I have found that through the years, through the decades, that phrase has come to me again and again. In all the ups and the downs of life, Jesus never fails. Mm. And that's why I think it is so important for every follower to go to the Gospels and get to know the Jesus of the Gospels. Mm. That I think a lot of Christians, they sincerely believe that Jesus is this, Jesus is that, and theologically they may be correct. But I'm afraid that with some Christians, their Christianity is more theological than personal. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's so absolutely necessary. Go back to the gospel. Why are there four? There must be a reason why God in his great wisdom didn't give us just one account, but four accounts. And it happened that Luke is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love it. Because I think that he presents Jesus not only in his full, quiet divinity, but he presents Jesus as a live human being, and that we can identify with. And so that when we get to know the Jesus as he was here on earth, we see a human Jesus. In other words, I'm implying that I think a lot of Christians have no problems believing in a divine Jesus. Who brought up that? I think a lot of Christians have problems believing in a human Jesus, that he was a full-orbed, 100% human being. Now, you know what helps me to understand that even more in depth? I remember some years ago, this educator from New York saying that the average person, and you know we're all average, uses only 6% of his brain. In other words, wow, you're smarter than you think. But you know, when as soon as I heard that, I thought, I think that's quite biblical. I think that's what sin has done to us, that we are not functioning to the full capacity that God intended when he made us.
When you think about Jesus and your experience, really, of walking with him, what characteristic of Christ really stands out or has touched you? Characteristic of Christ. I'm going to ask, we're going to go back to that when we return. But I love it the way, Ada, you talk about the humanity of Jesus, fully, 100% man, 100% human, fully orbed, as you say. I think going back to the person of Christ, that's what's happening in this time with Ada Lum. We're going back to Jesus, going back to who Christ is and what Christ is like, not only for her, but what Christ is like for you.
Yeah, could I give an example? I try to imagine, you know, when I'm reading the Gospels and seeing Jesus interacting with people, that often he had a twinkle in his eye. You know, because when you read some of his, in the Gospels, some of his teaching, he's kind of teasing them. You know, he's really saying, like in the Sermon on the Mount, come on, you know better than that.
Mm-hmm.
We think of Jesus as a teacher on the hillside and just spouting off. I don't think he was like, I think he could have been part of that. But when you look at the Gospels, you see a lot of the recording historical events there are personal conversations, mm-hmm. especially in John's Gospel, you know, with the woman at the well and with Nicodemus and so on. But even in the other Gospels, you see Jesus keenly interested in the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So I always can visualize Jesus. When he's talking to somebody, he's looking at them eyeball to eyeball. He's not just preaching on the streets.
Suzanne, when we met with Ada this morning, we were talking about what we were going to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say?
Jesus.
And that's what we're doing today. When we come back from our break, more from Ada Lum. Hey, have you ever come to a place where you're maybe at the halfway point in your life, maybe at the halfway point of your career, or maybe just at, as Bob Buford would say, at halftime? Maybe there are points where you look back and you think, man, I missed that. I missed this. And I didn't progress as far as I thought I was going to progress. Maybe you feel a bit discouraged this season of life. Well, I believe Ada Lum, sent by the Lord, has a word for you and for me, for us. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there.
Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So have you ever been there in your life? Maybe you're there right now. Maybe you're approaching that place where you're beginning to contemplate in your personal assessment, how far along have I gone? How effective have I been? Ada Lum today, well, she's gone through life through many years, many decades.
And 90. I'm 90.
Praise the Lord.
It had to come out.
Okay. Okay. Well, she came right to the point there. And the Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, with Suzanne Maurer and Ada Lum. She's 90. Dear one, When you think about these things in life, would we be open? Let's be open. Ada, tell us, when you reach a certain place and you start getting discouraged, or if you ever have gone through that, how did you make it through thinking, I didn't really measure up to what I thought it would be, but here I am? How do you process your experience? How have you processed your experience from that point?
Well, first of all, I have to consider, have I either consciously or subconsciously sinned against the Lord? And a lot of times, yes, the Lord will point out something, but a lot of other times, it's the false guilt. Maybe it's from Satan to weaken me, to make me feel guilty when I don't have to feel guilty, and thereby sucking out spiritual energy. I think not everybody, but I think there are some people, I don't think I'm extreme in that, but I'm capable of it, of blaming myself, pitying myself, that I'm being very self-centered rather than focusing on Jesus.
Suzanne, you ever think nowadays, and Ada, nowadays we have developed a kind of self-centered Christianity in this particular era of life?
I think it fits the American attitude.
Okay. sort of a capitalistic mindset of
the individual,
Christianity.
That the individual is the most important.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're bombarded with that in our society today. I loved Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life, when it started out, it's not about you, but the world tells us it is about you.
Yeah.
And that's the conflict that we're struggling with. And so in many, many cases, and certainly in my life, there are too many times to confess sin, both intended and unintended, known and unknown types of sin. But then I so agree and I resonate with Ada's talking about false guilt, because Satan is alive and well. We are in a spiritual battle, and I don't think enough Christians even recognize that. And so I think you have to kind of have a balance. And so my answer would be go to the Lord mm-hmm. and just say, see my heart, Lord. How am I doing? Make the changes that are necessary. Mm-hmm. I put my trust and my life in your hands. Amen, would you think, Ada?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's what Ada has done.
And then, you know, to go beyond that and to be concerned for others.
Absolutely.
Mm. Ada, why do you think God allows some people to live long lives and on this earth and others just a very short time?
I have no idea.
I think that answer is in Isaiah 53.
He must have his reasons, and I don't question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So for those who are here, what does that mean?
You mean for those who remain?
Those who remain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's work to be done.
Well, you know, sometimes I think, here I am, 90. Lord, you know that I've been ready to go for a long time. How come I'm still here? And the Lord gives me his answer, and that just keep on doing what you're doing. So
part of it is for today's radio broadcast, blessing all our listeners.
When you think about Jesus, as you've walked with him for your life, throughout your life, what one characteristic about him has been most attractive, most endearing to you, Ada?
I have never had problems believing that Jesus is God. I think I have had more problems believing that he was human.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge that is to me, God made me as a human being. When I look at myself, I look at my fellow human beings, I said, hey, that's not the way he made us originally. I look at Jesus, here's a perfect human being. So I want to, I like to go back to Jesus. Why do I say that he was a perfect human being? He must have been a perfect human being, or his death on the cross would not have been satisfactory. That you nod your head, because you say, that's almost plain logic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But then if we say, okay, we agree with that, then all the more I am challenged to look at his life as a man. When he was on earth here, he was 100% human. And I don't think most people believe that. Mm. I think most Christians admire him, except the fact that he could do these miracles and live the kind of a perfect life that he did because he was God. Jesus lived a perfect life as a human being. That's very, very important. That was the reason for his coming, to show that the one sinless person would eventually die for us as our substitute, because we couldn't die for ourselves. We're already pilau. We're already gone. So we need a substitute, and Jesus is our perfect substitute. So I need to look at the life of Jesus as a human being. I have no problems, absolutely no problem believing that he is totally deity, that he's a son of God. But that when he was here on earth and he lived such a beautiful human life, it was to show to us, this is how you should live. Mm-hmm. Not just to admire, but to model after.
You've taught, spoken in front of many young people through the years. What energizes you when you speak to the young generations?
You know, having been you referring to that for the decade that I worked with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and some people may not realize it, but the ministry is to have encourage Christians to start Bible study groups and evangelize their campus. That don't wait, don't depend upon an outsider to do it. That you witness right there for Jesus on the campus. The challenge to me is that always has been, hey, I'm working with the cream of the crop. It is a privilege and it is a responsibility. And it's true. You know, you've got young people that are full of energy. They're ready to try new things. Mm-hmm. And they can do it together. And they're right there on the campus. So in a way, it was easy. I don't mean it was really, really easy. But relatively speaking, student work was a challenge. Of course it was a challenge. But it was not an impossible challenge.
Ada, as I think, I'm still thinking about your 115 countries and how I praise God for that. But was there a noticeable difference sharing with campus students in America versus these other countries? Was there more of a hungerness in other countries or not necessarily?
Well, if you're going to compare 100... If you're going to compare 115 countries, they differ, don't they? But I would not say that American students are less. I think on any campus, in any group, you have varieties of response to the Lord. In other words, I don't find American students any less than others.
Good. Because honestly, I had thought you might say differently. But that's encouraging to me, and I hope to our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Are you eager to hear more about the Lord? I'm eager just to hear the perspective from Ada Lum about, Jesus. The person of Christ, and now more specifically, the humanity of Jesus. When we come back from our break, I'll ask Ada a question about, what if she had life to live over again? Would she do anything differently? Well, she's not going to answer that right now, but of course, when we come back from our break, what would it be? Hey, if you had a chance to live life over again, what would you do differently? You know, I think from time to time it's good to reflect on that. You say, Danny, I'm not there yet. Well, no, but I understand. But if you ask yourself the question now, you know, there's still time to make the change. You can still augment, adjust, and things can be different because of that. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinanan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, God does give us heroes and heroines of the faith, and I have one in studio today. Ada Lum truly has been an inspiration to me, and not only from a distance, but even up close, as she has taken me in some very formative periods in my life, and been an inspiration and helped encourage me, sometimes give me a tender but stern word that I needed to hear, and I've been so grateful for her. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, and Ada Lum. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Ada, if you could live your life over again, what would you do differently?
You know, when I look back, I am full of gratitude to the Lord for the life, the rich, rich life that he has given to me. Maybe it sounds it could sound arrogant, but I don't intend it to be that. Basically, I have no regrets that I lived as a single woman. I chose to give my entire life to the ministry of teaching the Word of God to anybody who's open, and to be friends with co-workers so that we could bolster one another in the work of the kingdom of God. The second part has been very important to me, that I have good collegiality with a fellow servants.
You talk about relationships. I hope I don't segue too far about this, but there is this point. You gave me some books. I'm a book collector, and I collect volumes of books, classics, some even from your collection. I remember, and this was a while ago, you said, well, I can't take it with me. That's why I'm giving it away. you know, what am I going to do with these books? So in a materialistic world in which we live, where we're looking at things and collecting things and acquiring things, it just brings to bear another perspective that we can't hold on to the things that we think we can hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Danny, may I share something very, very quickly? But what we can hold on to and what Ada, I'm going to honestly say, I believe has thousands, and it's the people that she has had the privilege of leading to Christ over the years that will be with her in eternity. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing we can take with us, is those that we've shared the gospel with, and by God's grace, they've received it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can take them with us.
So along those lines, your perspective on eternity and the world in which we live and the things that we hold dear, tend to hold dear, in light of eternity. Any specific thoughts or reflections on that at this season in life?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what your question is. What is my perspective as I look back on life as to
materialism and collecting, acquiring things? And
obviously, there was a time in my life when I committed myself to ministry. I just wanted people to know Jesus. And I knew it was not a matter of going into a life where I would be earning a lot of money and setting myself up comfortably, materially speaking. But I was always assured that if Jesus is my Lord, he's going to take care of me. So to say that Jesus is my Lord includes all of that, that I don't worry for a minute about my life here on earth or about the life to come.
What would you say to someone today who's going through a very difficult time?
About what?
In general, they're challenged. They've gotten some bad news. They're in a bad place in life, but they're listening. What would you say to them?
I want to know about them. I'm not so much interested in wanting to tell them. I want to know about them. What have they gone through? Why are they feeling bad? What has been meaningful to them? I want to hear them out. So, and in the process, God, by his grace, will lead me how to respond. But that the important thing is not so much that I have the right answer, but that I'm relating to them as a fellow human being. I don't think that's very common, that we know how to relate to one another as fellow human beings. We can say we have fellowship, but that can be superficial too. But to know how to connect with another person as a human being, I think should be our goal in life. I think that's another way of saying that's how we love one another.
Yes. What is your favorite scripture?
Oh, I don't know that I have any favorite.
I know your favorite gospel.
Luke.
By the way, this is free advert. I just got a notice from InterVarsity Press that the Bible study guide that I wrote on Luke has just gone into its 17th printing.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, I praise God for that. And I'm not in the That's an exaggeration. I'm not interested in the accolade. I just want people to know Jesus.
Exactly.
Ada, could you lead in a prayer as we close today?
Lord Jesus, you've been in this studio with us, and I believe that you have been a very active participant in our program here, that in your way, you've communicated your message to the listeners in whatever stage of life they're in now. That's the kind of a God friend you are. Intensely interested in us as individuals and as a group, as a fellowship of your family. And so we leave what has been done in your name and in your energy. We leave it all up to you to carry it out, the purpose out in the lives of listeners, that they will carry on, they will listen, they will respond to you personally. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Ada, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. This has really, really been a treat.
My privilege, Danny.
Dear one, I hope you've been touched, even as we have, by Ada Lum. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 90, verse 4, for you, 1,000 years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Ada Lum. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, and our dear friend Linda Fulton, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.